This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship station, AM 860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations all across America, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite as we stream live online. Now, a special shout-out goes to the military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody that's helping out in the coronavirus effort, too. Thank you for helping keep us free and safe. Now to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, editorial and janitorial workers, and the mechanics and the construction workers and the bulk mail centers and the Uber, Lyft, taxi and bus drivers and all those roughnecks out there working on the oil rigs all around the country, all around the world too, helping get oil to the U.S. of A. Thank you for helping to keep America rolling along. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, or when you get in there, click on the like button, and don't forget to get in the chat room and start yelling at us like the other folks that are there right now talking to us are. Well, joining us right now, we've got Colonel Jim Warshak, U.S. Air Force retired. Good morning, Colonel.
Good morning.
Time to say the pledge. You ready, sir?
We're ready. Let's do it.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United, States, of America, and to the Republic, for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty, and justice, for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Colonel, America's had enough. The rioting that's gone on now for 8 days, the unrest, the protests, the whatever it is that they're protesting, because I don't think half of them even know. They get out there with signs, and they hold the signs up, and, you know, they might be yelling Black Lives Matter 5 minutes from now, and 10 minutes from now they're going to be yelling George Floyd, or they're going to be yelling something different, because they don't have a uniform message. And I don't really think they know what they're doing, other than some of them are getting paid money to be there.
Well, that's exactly right. You know, they have a daily schedule of where they need to go in every city across the country. And just as you said, they have a list of chants that they're going to do, and they're going to do that. And it's all, you know, it's like a robocall to show up for a political campaign, you know, rally on a certain point in time in a city, and that's what they do. The real thing, though, to focus on is what Antifa and Black Lives Matter and some of the other lesser-known radical groups are doing, where they are well-organized. They know where to go. They know what the targets are. If you follow closely what Antifa is doing, they are a well-oiled machine that is bent on just creating terror. I mean, they have the guys who go along and they break the windows. Then they have the looters who go in, or they let the looters go in, and then they have the next group that comes along with the ignition material to set buildings on fire. And that's the they do that. We've been observing their modus operandi, and this is how they work. And they're told which buildings to go to in whatever city they are, and it's pretty well orchestrated.
Yeah, and we should mention that the Open Society Foundation, which is George Soros, the chairman of the board, gives them a lot of money, too.
This is the reason for designating them a terrorist organization. It's not because it's just a terrorist organization, but when an organization like Antifa is determined to cross the threshold of what is how you designate a terrorist organization, what needs to be there, it opens up a lot of things. We can start doing RICO law activities to go into who's funding it and who, if you gave to a third party, it can follow that money from that third party to another party to the actual organization, and they can you know, reverse engineer that funding stream and then go after who's there, and they can take everything you own. And that's what's put a lot of fear on a lot of people, because I predict in the coming months you're going to see a lot of people exposed who don't want to be known for donating money to eventually where the money goes is to Antifa.
Yeah, and of course, there's different organizations under the wing of the Open Society Foundation. And then, of course, you got another individual who gave them about $1.5 million, and that was a former presidential candidate on the Democratic side, Tom Steyer.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think they figured that out and may have put that out there for publicity as kind of a psyop to others, saying here's what we know, and it got into the media and it's out there where all of us can see it. I think you're going to see a lot of that happen over the next couple months, and when that starts happening, it's one of the efforts they do to quietly stifle a lot of what's going on, because these people don't want to be exposed as supporting an insurrection against the United States of America.
Well, the president and Attorney General Barr have made it known they're going after some of the ringleaders of Antifa, and some of them are out on the streets right now directing the minions that are out there. So that's what's going to happen.
Oh, absolutely. And that's one of the other things when you do making them a terrorist group. We have 56 joint task forces that utilize local law enforcement, the FBI, Homeland Security, and other agencies. They're going to be tracking these people down and rounding them up.
Alrighty, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more with Colonel Jim Warshuk, the chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party, also retired U.S. Air Force. And good morning, George. The Godfather's in there today. And yeah, you are right. The Hollywood elitists do put money over there, too. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Moss Nissan. Now, while most car dealerships have as few as 30 pre-owned cars available for sale, when you shop one of the three Moss Nissan dealerships, you've got hundreds of clean pre-owned cars and trucks to choose from. And you also get peace of mind because every used car bought from Moss Nissan comes with Moss Care. Now, with Moss Care, you get lifetime oil changes, lifetime tire rotation, and special treatments for both the interior and exterior of your car to keep it looking new, credit and deposit and protection, and a whole bunch more. Now, you're going to save thousands of dollars at Moss Nissan because all pre-owned cars and new vehicles and trucks are marked wholesale to the public. You don't need to negotiate a whole heck of a lot, and Moss Nissan helps you get the credit you deserve. Remember, you serve, you save. All you got to do is tell them the captain sent you, and that's $500 right off the car or truck to begin with. They work with 40 banks, so you can get the best interest rates possible, too. Now, three Moss locations to serve you. One is at U.S. 19 and 54 in Newport Richey. The other on U.S. 19 in Crystal River. And good morning to everybody up there in Crystal River. And the third one is the all-new dealership, along with the Moss Acura, which is at 11001 Florida Avenue in Tampa. So check them out. You can go online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, and make sure you tell them the captain sent you. That's going to get you $500 off the vehicle you're looking at right off the bat. Don't wait till late in the game. Go in there and tell them right away. All right. Colonel Jim Warshak, United States Air Force, retired and chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party, is with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Matt.
Now, We were talking about the looting and the pillage and all that sort of stuff. And of all things to see here, the headline says looters are coming from a variety of groups and places. Now, by that, they're coming from various places out of state, We've had all kinds of reports about that, people seeing out-of-state cars. They come in, they back up to a storefront. Before they torch it, they take things out, and then away they go. And that's the way that they've been operating.
Yeah. We've seen reports where they've been coming in vans. They've been bussed in. They're part of or a supportive group of whether it's Antifa or BLM, and they know where the targeted areas are. As I said earlier, they're given a mission, you know, like we watched in New York City the other night where they went to Macy's, and that was a targeted area. They all knew you're going to go there, the windows are going to be broken, and you can go in and have a free-for-all and get whatever you want. They're coming for that. They may not be there to do, you know, the destructive work, but they know they can get a free opportunity to loot and get whatever they can carry out of the store. That's part of the chaos that Antifa is doing. Antifa's not necessarily looking at doing that. They want to, their effort is destruction, and if they can get away with killing somebody, they'll do that. They'll even kill their own if it gives them political expediency to make an issue of it. And there was a video out there last weekend that showed one Antifa hitting another one, and the question was, did he know he was another Antifa member, or was it an effort to the cameras was on him, and they were able to, you know, it was cops around them too, so their effort was to, I'll beat him so that the police get blamed for police brutality. So they are crazed, and I've talked to some people, said some of them are so crazed, they're so hyped up, whether it's on some type of drug or whatever, that when they get out there and do things, they just smash, hit whatever is in front of them. You know, if it's within their peripheral vision, they're random. They'll go down, they'll beat someone and leave the person next to them alone. They just, you know, it's a mindset that some of them have. They're very vicious, and this is how they operate. They're all autonomous, from the standpoint is just go out there and wreak havoc. There's no, okay, we're going to go get rid of every single person in this area. They will just strike, move, and that's how they operate. It's all about chaos.
Mm. And, of course, folks, I'm talking to Colonel Jim Warshak, chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party and also retired U.S. Air Force colonel. Well, you know, I sat there and I was doing a little chuckling, a little bit of laughing because Andrew Cuomo and Bill de Blasio are going back and forth. They're having a little spat, if you will, back and forth. Now, the governor of New York said that the new work, the NYPD and the mayor did not do their job. He also said that he's not happy and that he could take over the reins of New York City and the police department and get things done and bring that shitty back to order and this, that, and the other, because again, last night they were at it again in New York and Washington and Philadelphia and I believe there was another city in there that I'm forgetting about, but anyway, they were at it again, tearing things up and setting fires.
Yeah, exactly. Cuomo is getting the pressure, you know, from multiple ends. You know, he's getting the pressure as a governor to do what you need to do, particularly to save your biggest city and the biggest city in the United States. And your mayor down there is got microscopic, micromanaged, operation going on there with the NYPD, and he's trying to hold them back and not let them, you know, the other day where he had set the curfew at 11 p.m. and, you know, all the commentary was, who sets a curfew at 11 p.m.? What good does that do?
Right.
He finally got enough pressure to bring it down to 8 o'clock last night. Should have been probably at, you know, at the latest 7 p.m., but, you know, we watched what happened, as I mentioned earlier, at Macy's. That is causing Cuomo to catch a lot of heat, and he's getting heat from the president, and the president is threatening to send in National Guard and federalize U.S. military to help the police departments that seriously need help. They're overwhelmed by what's going on. And, you know, they have, you know, in New York, multiple boroughs, they've got everybody out there doing everything possible. You got a mayor who's trying to muzzle the police and pull the reins back in on them. And so the debate between these two, political figures, and that's all I'll label them, because neither of them know how to govern anything. That's the biggest problem, and that's another whole issue I have with that. So you're watching now where they're not getting the optics they want. De Blasio wants to curtail anything and just let the Antifa and the rioters do what they want. Cuomo is catching so much heat from the citizens and businesses, as well as the federal government, for not taking control of the situation, and they both realize, yeah, we're left wing Democrats, and we're trying to do this, but we're catching it from the other side. So that's what's going on.
All right. Well, we're probably going to get a breaking news story coming in here. I've got a bulletin coming in here from Tampa right now. Four people are dead after a police chase here in Tampa at Cypress and Rio. And I may be getting a call from our news director right now, who I think may be on the scene. That's Roger Shulman. Wow. So there's something directly related. And I don't know why they were chasing him, but directly related to what we've been talking about here. All right, Hang on, because here he comes. Is that you, Roger? Whoop, wait a minute. Where'd he go? Okay. Okay, well, anyway, I'll let him call me back. I think that was him. But anyway, that's where we're going with this. Now, the other thing is, real quick, because we're going to run out of time, the Hillsborough County Republican Party, when are you going to ramp up and start having meetings and all that sort of stuff?
Well, we did our first meeting in May. We've had that meeting, and we're going to have our next meeting on June 11th. And we're in the process of saying, you know, we're open for business. Let's get going. We were going to have a MAGA meetup, but we are still under the restraints by the city of Tampa, and so we couldn't do it because we weren't able to practice social distancing. So we had to terminate that last night. It would have been at the same location where we've had the other ones down in Ybor City, where you've always been.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to have to either redo it somewhere else. They're working on that, but that was going to be sponsored by the Tampa, or excuse me, the Trump campaign from Hillsborough County. So we're reworking that.
Okay. All right, well, let us know. And in the meantime, you have yourself a great day, great week, and we will talk to you again real soon. And I am assuming if we've got to get a hold of you because of something that goes south in the middle of the night, we'll try to get a hold of you and get that going, too. So you have a great day.
All right. Thanks, Matt.
All right. Colonel Jim Warshak, chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party. And don't forget also that you can find out more about him on his Facebook page. All right. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Minneapolis, a city in turmoil, is facing a critical review of the behavior of its police department.
This is the first time that the state is launching a civil rights investigation into the systemic discriminatory practices of the largest police department in the state. It is also the only investigation surrounding the killings of George Floyd, focusing on the policies and practices implemented by the Minneapolis Police Department.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz.
I say this, as a white man who walks through that life with pretty much relative ease, I can't ever know the pain of that back community members. But I hear you, I'm listening, and one of the things I need to do is use that ability to change.
In Washington, D.C.
Who are you protecting? Who are you protecting?
Demonstrators are out once again in the streets of the nation's capital as controversy continues over Monday night's use of force directed at protesters outside the White House. This is USA Radio News.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and that's Donna Fiducia listening to us up there in Carrollton, Georgia on our affiliate, 1330 WLBB. And Don and Donna, of course, are up there, and we appreciate them very much because she is up right now getting the horses all taken care of because they have a big horse stable up there. All right, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends at Two Guys Gun Show. Now, Two Guys Gun Show is back and better than ever. I'll be back in Largo at the Min Reg Hall Saturday from noon to 3 p.m., and I'll also be there Sunday from noon to 1. Both days they are open, from 9 to 5, if you will. And, you want to go back and see some of the great gun selections they've got there, as well as, antiques and knives and all sorts of different things. That's the place to go at the Mid-Reg Center. To find out more, you can go to twoguysshows.com, and they'll also have something going on there, when it comes to your permit, if you want to get a permit. All right. Is this Roger?
Good morning, Captain.
Yes, and this is our news director, everybody, Roger Shulman. Now, Roger, we had a big demonstration that went on last night in Tampa. I think it was over by Ashley. Am I right in that position?
It was basically that area. It kind of went back and forth on Kennedy between the City Hall and a little bit down Kennedy. Then they came back, but at Joe Chilura Park, right in the middle of downtown, they were demonstrating. And it got out of control, and police ended up arresting 60 people when they wouldn't dissipate just before midnight.
Now,
but we've got enough. Yes.
Go ahead, because now you told me they had a police chase, which I don't know if it's related to all this or not, where apparently 4 people were killed. I certainly hope the police officer wasn't injured.
No, they were not. And I don't think this was related to that because it looked like a stolen car chase. There was a Nissan at Dale Mabry and Kennedy, which is pretty far away from the demonstration area, about a couple of miles. They tried to pull it over in around 3 o'clock this morning when they took off at a high rate of speed. Well, police pursued the car. That pursuit lasted 2 minutes when the vehicle crashed at Cypress Street west of Rio on the west side of Tampa. Police pulled two vehicles out of the car and tried to help. Additional officers tried to extract the others. Tampa Fire Rescue got there and pronounced 4 dead, 2 others injured. It's early in the investigation, but this is a very horrible multiple fatality crash as a result of a stolen vehicle being chased by police.
Indeed it is. Well, thank you very much for keeping us up to date, Roger, and we'll have everybody make sure they catch your newscast coming up here top of the hour. And again, thank you very much for letting us know about that, and especially the Ashley thing, because I was listening on the scanner to all the activity going on, and it sounded like it was getting out of hand about, I don't know, maybe 10:30, 11 o'clock last night. It sounded like it was starting to get really unruly.
Yeah, just before midnight, they decided to put an end to it and made the arrest.
Okay. All right, well, you have a great day, my friend.
You too, Captain.
All right, that's Roger P. Shulman, everybody, and he's the newsman in Tampa, the newsman, nationally known, too. All right, Brandon Rimes, the consumer quarterback, is with us. Good morning, Brandon.
Hey, good morning, Captain.
Things got a little unruly last night here in Tampa. I was listening to what was going on, and I was just waiting to see if something stupid was going to happen because of the nature of what was transpiring with people being literally pushed here, there, and everywhere, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, it's a shame that it's happening here in our own backyard as well.
Yeah. Now, you are the consumer quarterback, and as the consumer quarterback, a lot of people have got to understand that this is the time to be extremely careful when people are trying to sell you things for, oh gosh, I don't know, the coronavirus, or maybe they're trying to sell you some security because, well, do you feel threatened? We have the XYZ alarm company here, and for $19.95, we'll give you all the whatever. But you get all that kind of stuff, don't you?
Yeah, we try to be a consumer advocate. We want to help people, you know, understand their buying decisions and also kind of alert them about different scams that are out there. And, you know, ones that we were warning about this week is some of the phishing emails that come about. So, you know, if there's something like a link, something comes in an email that's a link that says, click here to log in now. You know, don't do that. Don't click on those emails because they're very good at making them look legit, but they're actually not. And you always want to go directly to the website that you're intending to log into.
And the other thing is, and this is something, there are still people as of June the 1st, that had just gotten their stimulus check, because I don't know how they got left out of the system, but one of the people, I actually saw them yesterday, and he said, oh, I just got my check, now I'll have to do this, this, and this. And I said, okay, the very first thing you need to do is don't pay any attention to anybody that is going to get a hold of you on your cell phone or your internet, and they're going to say, well, get your stimulus check, you can make $1 million with this, that, and the other, because that stuff is out there too, and I can't believe they're still doing it after all these years, the get rich quick schemes.
Yeah, you got to be careful about that. These gurus that want to teach you how to sell real estate or buy stuff, you know, fast, buy properties fast. You got to be careful. There's a lot of scammers out there, definitely. That is for sure.
By the way, thanks to Melvin up there in Saratoga Springs. I believe that's you, Melvin. I just see what you're doing there. Appreciate what you're doing there, Melvin. Thank you very much, and appreciate everything that you do to help us out up there. He's one of our avid listeners up there in Saratoga Springs, New York, and he works the third shift, so he's listening to us on the third watch.
Nice.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is, and I'm going to get to what it is you do here in a minute. The other thing is, you bring a lot of different people on the air to help people in all aspects of life. I mean, you just don't have somebody call you up and say, well, I got a problem with a washing machine and I'm having problems with this guy. What do? You actually bring people into your studio and onto your radio show to discuss the different things that people might even not know about, but they find out about it after you tell them, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll talk to attorneys about different law changes, things that changed in the law, legal profession. A lot of talking about Zoom with the trials now and depositions and even jury trials via Zoom, which is a big challenge. We've got, you know, different self-defense experts, of course, real heavy on the real estate and credit and finance side. We've got some great lenders that we work with. And by the way, almost all of our expert contributors, we have the same slogan as you serve, you save. You know, so if you serve the military, first responders, even teachers and nurses now, we're offering discounts for, you know, a lot of different things, especially for our veterans.
Okay, well, that's very good. Now, I do want to talk about the mortgage sector, because yesterday I did a story, and the headline went like this: mortgage sector off to worst start since 2013, despite the Fed help. I wonder why that is.
Yeah, well, just the uncertainty. You know, whenever there's uncertainty in the markets, people sometimes freeze up. I know here in Tampa Bay, though, I think a lot of times we, if we look at national numbers, that we get thrown off. But here in Tampa Bay, it's very low inventory. I just put together the spots to go on the Bunkley show for Fridays, where we're giving the market updates for Pinellas, Hillsborough, and Pasco counties. But all three counties here in Tampa Bay are extremely low inventory. We're down almost 1,000 home sales from the previous year, 2019, month over month, year over year, which was actually already a low inventory market. So it's a great time for people to really take a look at buying real estate. And the mortgage side still has great loan programs. And we work with Diane Vance with Fairway Independent Mortgage. She's a top five lender in the country.
All right. Now, tell us what it is that you do and how people can get a hold of you, please.
Yeah, my wife Lindsay and I own a top real estate team here in Tampa Bay. We're actually in the top 1% of all realtors in the Mid-Florida regional MLS. So we would love to talk to anybody buying, selling, or investing in real estate, and we're going to promise to be your local real estate economist of choice right here in Tampa Bay. It's platinummvpteam.kw.com is our website, platinummvpteam.kw.com. And you can reach us at our call line at 813-670-7372, 813-670-7372, and we appreciate it.
All right, well, I thank you very much, Brandon, and we'll talk to you again next week. Might see you on Thursday, who knows, but stay low.
All right, my friend, we'll do, Captain. Thank you.
All righty, that's Brandon Rimes, everybody, the consumer quarterback. And again, in case you have just joined us a little bit late, we have had a police chase, and four people are dead after a crash at the corner of Cypress and Rio in Tampa. Don't believe it was related to the unrest we had in Tampa last night, but we did have several hundred people that it got unruly down by Ashley downtown in that section, and police had to go out and stop it, and they were literally chasing people all around downtown to get them out of Dodge, so to speak. All right, I'll be right back. Beach and boating forecast coming up. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Alrighty, when you hear that music, you know it's time for the beach and boating forecast for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay. Well, today, Wednesday, it's going to be cloudy. We'll have some showers and some thunderstorms likely, especially this afternoon. The winds will be out of the east at about 10 miles an hour, pretty much steady all day long. Seas will be 2 to 3 feet with a light chop. The Gulf water temperature is currently 84 degrees. The Bay water temperature, 85 degrees. We had our high tide at 1:25 a.m. Our low tide is coming at 6:12 a.m. this morning in just about 20 minutes, roughly. And the beach and boating forecast is always brought to you by our friends at the Freedom Boat Club. Now, the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay is the largest of all of the 213 franchises across the United States. We have 500 boats here and 30 locations. But if you join here, the reciprocity that you'll get will take you to any other of the 213 locations across the country. So remember, there's nothing better for your health than a beautiful day in the water, and Freedom Boat Club likes to call it sun sanitizing. And since we all have been advised to keep our distance, consider boating as the ultimate way to get away from everything. You can load up on plenty of sunshine, vitamin D, too, and have a great time out on the water with your friends and family and sun sanitize. Now, the beauty of Freedom Boat Club is you get all the benefits of boat ownership without all the work. You make the reservation, you fill up your cooler, and in minutes you're out on the water soaking up some of the beautiful Florida sunshine and sun sanitizing, too. So give them a call today, Freedom Boat Club. The number is 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM, or just go to freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay, the website again, freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. And remember, for a limited time, you'll get 1 month's free off your membership and $1,000 off the one-time initiation fee. So that's 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. You're going to get one whale of a deal. Now, you know, in looking at the polls, in surveys, President Trump is currently showing a daily job approval rating of 46%. That's pretty much staying consistent, 45 to 49, right in that range. And after last week's flap over Joe Biden's black voter comment, Kamala Harris has edged ahead of her fellow Democrats on the list of the party's top potential vice presidential candidates. Now, did you see the protests in the park outside the White House? Did you see who was there? Well, Senator Elizabeth Warren on one end of the park and Senator Kamala Harris on the other were there protesting in that group that was there. Wow. And I'll tell you, one in four black voters agree with Joe Biden that a black voter who chooses Donald Trump over Biden is not really black. And even as the coronavirus lockdown eases in many parts of the country, Americans are less concerned about the threat of the disease, but still aren't overly confident in the ability of the public health system to protect them. Also, Joe Biden triggered a backlash last week when he said that blacks who chose President Trump over him aren't really black, but most voters continue to believe politicians only played the so-called race card to win, not to fix minority problems. Still, they see Democrats like Biden as a bigger help than the Republicans. Now, views of the coronavirus crisis and how America has responded continues to break down along party lines. The explanation for that bears up what some red Republican states are opening up with, while blue Democratic states are extending their lockdowns. And the Rasmussen Reports Immigration Index for the week stood at 98.5, down from 99 the week before. Now, let's think about one other little thing here. Most Americans agree that Memorial Day is the unofficial beginning of the summer. But the number of those who plan a summer vacation this year has plummeted. No money. And 34% of likely U.S. voters think the country is headed in the right direction, which is, again, remaining constant where things are all the time. All right, let me go to the telephone line here, and 60 seconds with Todd in Tampa. Good morning.
Good morning, boss. Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Don't focus on the election. Focus on the election. I can't tell you enough. Focus on the election, okay? Focus on the American people, okay? The Democrats are doing their thing. This is their master plan. This is their best shot, okay? They're taking their best shot. We still haven't had a Trump rally. We still haven't done what we need to do, okay? We're 160 days away from the election here. Okay, all the Democrats don't care about COVID-19. They don't care about it. All they care about is stopping you from having a rally because Joe Biden can't get 50 people together. You understand that? If you're not going to have a Trump rally and then look death in the face, but we're going to sign a whole harmless agreement, and I've been to 8 Trump rallies, and I'll go to another Trump rally, and we're going to go to church, then resign. Resign, because the Democrats are doing everything they can to stop you and stop us. When they attack you, they attack 63 million Americans who busted our can to make sure you got elected over everybody else.
435 House members, 100 senators, and let's get to work and make sure you're on the radio. Make sure these 435 House members are on the radio so we can get some money to them and bail them out right now because they need it now to get to the finish line. Let's get to work and save the country. God bless you. Let's go. And way to go to church and stand up for Jesus Christ, which meant more to God than anything you've done except move the embassy to Jerusalem and stand up for Israel. God bless you. Let's get to work.
All righty. Todd in Tampa. And again, some very interesting talking points that he comes up with there, and I appreciate his comments. As a matter of fact, you got a comment about his comment right here. It's from Ellen, and Ellen is not telling me where she's at, so I can't guess, but Ellen is saying, way to go, Todd. Okay, thank you. So there you go. So that's one way to get it out there. By the way, two former New York Police Department, NYPD commissioners, Ray Kelly and Bernie Kerik, said that the current mayor, Bill de Blasio, is micromanaging the NYPD, failing to control the New York City streets. Now, what he does is he puts them out there away from where things are going on, because he, God forbid, we could have police in the middle of things clubbing other people or whatnot. And I've got a solution for that. Forget the clubbing people. Let's get the old deluge gun out there for you firefighters. Let's get the old deluge gun out there up on the deck of the pumper. And 150 pounds of pressure. Matter of fact, I'll volunteer to be the first one to use it. 150 pounds of water pressure. Sit right up there, turn on that water pressure, let the protesters come at us, and we'll blow them all down the street. They'll wind up on their butts, and I'll blow them as far down the street as the street goes with 150 pounds of water pressure. That's what we should be doing. Never mind the clubbing them, never mind the gassing them, none of that. Let them get soaking wet a few times, see whether or not they come back for more. Just think about that. By the way, got to tell everybody about Dominic's Blinds and Decor, because my buddies down there in Sarasota, they do a really, 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 really good job with all their blind shades and shutters that are made in the U.S. of A. They're also a Hunter Douglas dealer too, And don't forget, they're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. And they offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs, something the big box stores do not do. So why don't you stop by the store and see Jill and the gang in the store? And remember that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number, 941-922-2345, to set up an appointment for service, or just stop by the store. That number again, 941-922-2345. And always make sure to tell them the captain sent you. They're really good people down there, Dominic's Blinds and Decor. And when I go down to Sarasota next week, I might stop in and see them. Or maybe they'll stop in and see me, since I'll be over at Robarts Arena next Saturday and Sunday. In the meantime, it's been another busy night. Stay tuned for your stations telling you about what happened again last night around the country. And here in Tampa, a horrible traffic crash, 4 people killed. Police chase went bad. I'll see you tonight. Stay safe. Stay healthy.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.